Hello, my imaginary friends. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing at you this time. I've been thinking a bit more about my stance on fertility treatment and stuff, because I'm conscious that what I've been saying about Darwinian evolution and genetic engineering, that those are my opinions, and I'm aware that, well, I don't know. I think that I've never been in a situation where I've definitely known that I've got a fertility problem, or that my wife and I have got a fertility problem, and therefore faced with the absolute decision that yes, you could either take fertility treatment or remain childless. I've never been faced with that decision. I've thought about it briefly, but it turned out in the end that we were perfectly fine conceiving. So I recognise that I've never been in that situation, and I don't know what it's like to have to make that decision. So I'm certainly don't want to. I'm certainly not trying to preach to people who have been in that situation and have elected to undergo fertility treatment. That's, you know, I respect that completely, and they've made the decision that's right for them, and that's absolutely fine. I don't, you know, that's absolutely fine, and I've never had to make that decision, so maybe that I'd make the same decision in that situation. I don't know that, so I've got to respect that, so you know, that's a one person at a time, or one couple at a time decision. And each individual couple that decides to have fertility treatment, you know, that's only a small effect on the overall human race, which is, I suppose, where my theoretical musings are around the influence on the human race as a whole. So if we en masse produce children that should never have been produced, if normal reproductive processes were used, the effect that has on the gene pool or whatever. I think it's important to me that I do respect people's decision to have an infertility treatment, fertility treatment, because that's part of the show. We do report on fertility news, and you know, we report on all sorts of news to do with parenting and parenthood, regardless of whether we agree with it or not. We cover the news, and so if people want to undergo fertility treatment, then absolutely, you know, we cover the news and tell people about the new developments in that area, and I don't have a problem with that. With the fact that I don't believe I would do it myself doesn't mean I have a problem with that, and I can't cover that in the news. But I have to be careful, I think, on expressing my opinion about it, because I don't want people to think that I am looking down upon them or disapproving of their decisions, because certainly not how I feel at all. But I can imagine that someone who's had to make that kind of decision is probably going to be sensitive about it, and might take my comments in the wrong, you know, in the way that I'm not, in a way other than the way I intended them. It's really not meant that way. But that's just what human conversation is like, isn't it? There's all sorts of things where people will take things in a way that you didn't intend them to take it, because they're living in their world, as we all live in our own world. We know, we all have our experiences and our feelings that are affected by what we've been through, and you never know what the effect is on other people of what you say, so you do have to be careful. So please, everyone, don't take me the wrong way. Okay, thanks very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.